stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Eighteen days ago, a would-be assassin managed to climb onto a roof 400 feet from the stage where the former president and leading presidential candidate Donald Trump was speaking. The assassin's bullet struck President Trump, narrowly missing a fatal blow thanks to a last-minute head turn. Tragically, not everyone was so fortunate. A beloved husband and father in the audience was killed, his life stolen in an instant. Two others remain seriously injured, their futures uncertain. The lives of law enforcement officers working the event and those in the audience have been forever changed. Yet the media has shamefully moved on to other stories, and Google has been caught trying to suppress iconic images of a bloody Donald Trump, images showcasing the resolve of our nation in the face of the attack. But the American people have not forgotten, and we will not forget. There is no question that this was a monumental failure by the Secret Service. They had one job, and they failed. We know that. What remains unclear is who specifically failed, how they failed, and what must be done to ensure that something like this never happens again. America deserves to know that those responsible for this failure are, frankly, not going to be in charge of securing the upcoming Democrat National Convention. We need to know that someone's been placed on suspension, that someone won't be in charge of the next Donald Trump rally. Now, I was encouraged to hear that the acting director, Roe, has initiated a disciplinary investigation in addition to the ongoing Secret Service policy review. This is an important step. However, real accountability will require a comprehensive examination of all the facts, which still remain unclear. This past Friday, my investigative team went to Pennsylvania to meet with local law enforcement and document the scene. One of the concerning things my team was told is that no one from Secret Service has talked to them since the shooting. I don't know how an investigation into what failed can be conducted without talking to the officers and agencies who were relied upon to do much of the work.
It's Tuesday.
Many questions remain unanswered.
July 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Embattled Studios in Central Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Those ongoing hearings are happening right now. We'll have clips of that coming up. And look, Paul, they tried to shoot him. They did shoot Scalise. CNN, Paul Blitzer, didn't even call the guy a bad guy. He called him a concerned citizen that did it back when that happened. They broke, four of Paul's ribs, punctured his lung. He's been attacked many other times as well. So he's got skin in the game in this globalist violence system that they're promoting. But they didn't just stand down for 90 minutes, we now know. The whole thing was a setup, and they're going to try it again. So, of course, they haven't gone and interviewed the police that all witnessed the Secret Service standing down and all the citizens pointing up and saying there's a man with a gun, because that's the evidence of what they did. They just hope it all gets swept under the rug, then they can successfully have another assassination attempt and plunge into civil war like we're witnessing in dictatorship of Maduro down in Venezuela. So we're going to be covering all of that and the images and the video and what's unfolding there. Coming up today, interspersed with all this other totally insane news, Jill Biden has come out and defended the desecration of the Last Supper and more. I mean, these people are beyond disgusting. More is coming out about Kamala Harris's record that I knew about but had forgotten. This woman's been on her radar for 15, 20 years. It's just totally and completely insane. So we're on hundreds of radio stations. Of course, we're at Infowars.com/show. We're at band.video, and the number one place that's easiest to share, Real Alex Jones on X. Follow me there and share the live feeds, because we've got a massive transmission lined up for you. We're going to go to break for 1 minute, join over 300 radio stations to carry the show, and I'm going to plunge into all of it here today. So please take the links from Infowars.com/show, the live feed, band.video, and of course, Real Alex Jones on X. Those are the coordinates to liberty. Take action now, my Paul Revere's. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones. And support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Venezuela was once the second most wealthy country in the Western Hemisphere. It was Argentina, Venezuela, and then the United States. Up until the 50s, and the United States became number one in the world. And since then, Argentina, just a gorgeous, amazing country, and Venezuela have turned into literal hell holes. Look what happened in El Salvador in Central America, turned around so quickly by Bukele in just 3 years. It's leadership. When you have corrupt kleptocrats, you implode. When you have good leaders, good people, you thrive. Latin America, dabbling in socialism and then communism, went from an amazing place to a hellhole, just as America is as well. And that's what we're facing right now. Maduro, of course, replaced the dictator Hugo Chavez. They're the most corrupt voting system in the world, other than maybe the United States or places like Zimbabwe. And the State Department's openly saying that, yeah, it looks like he stole the election, but a lot of the same stuff that happened here in 2020 and 2022 was done there. I mean, look how unself-aware Maduro is. Looks like a toddler. But that's who these dictators are. And so the polls were going completely, the exit polls, completely against Maduro. And so he just closed the polls early yesterday, and the country descended into civil war. And now hundreds of videos have come out. And they show, we're going to be going over those, that the police were first attacking people yesterday, but now they've been joining the crowds and have been retreating from government buildings. So No cheers for Maduro. Nothing but people living under communism for three decades rising up, because there's nothing left to be redistributed. 12, 13 years ago, they raided the zoos and ate the animals. There's no stray dogs or cats, reportedly, for at least 5-6 years. Thousands a day have been starving to death for over a decade, but the government passed a law you can't report on it. You don't see a lot of fat Venezuelans because it's like North Korea. And you've got the left running around defending Maduro right now. This is major foreshadowing for our election coming up in 97 days. And then you've got this 79 days of hell that I predicted 4 years ago that came true. And I'm predicting it'll be even more insane. So brace yourselves. We'll put on screen how many days of the election, and then the more important number that no one else is talking about. And again, I don't want to be the guy that's almost always right. I don't want to be the guy that's the vanguard, because that means we're not going to win. But when Alex Jones becomes obsolete or passe or irrelevant, then we've won. 97 days, 12 hours, 50 minutes, 8 seconds, the most important election in world history. But if you add the 79 days, you get the real number we got to watch until Donald John Trump is inaugurated. And that's the really important number. So, I like to cover what's coming next so we're ready for it. 173 days, 23 hours, 49 minutes, 37 seconds. That is to when the keys get handed back to the people. They know Kamala Harris is incredibly unpopular and only got 2% when she was running for president out of a field of more than 10 candidates. They know that she's not black, but they're all over the news with this new headline, White Dudes for Kamala, however you say her name. And it's all these washed up actors and people, including folks I like Jeff Bridges, and not people that know Jeff. He used to be a listener. I talked to him once, like a decade ago. And he's a really sweet person and a great actor, but he sounds like he's mentally retarded in his latest endorsement of Kamala. And that's the word, is Jeff, you know, his mind's not all there. But the cringe level of White Dudes for Kamala, and they're literally up there saying, Buttigieg is, as Biden calls him. You don't say Beetlejuice, you say Buttigieg. And they're all up there saying, if you don't vote for her, you're racist because you're white. Just admit you're evil because you're white. These are actors paid to say this by PR firms. And the idea that we care what Booty Juice says is a joke. They only got rid of Biden because they know he already stole it once, that you wouldn't buy, that no one would buy him stealing it again. And because on the trajectory of his mental decline, by the election day, he won't even be able to talk. And I've been saying that for a year. He can barely talk now. He can barely walk now. He got off the plane in Austin and yesterday with his video, and he's like, huh? Like he didn't know where he is. He walks off the plane and they say, hey, Speaker Johnson says your plan to pack the Supreme Court's dead on arrival. He says, he's dead on arrival. And then stumbles off. I mean, this is just bizarro world. Yeah, back it up to when they open the door and he's just standing there like he doesn't know who he is. Yeah, back it up to the start. Guys, I guess this is the same video I had. I'll send you the one where he's like standing in the open door. Just type in, Biden arrives in Austin. It was the top thing everywhere. I was going to pick my daughter up from camp yesterday because I like to do that sometimes. My wife was happy to do it, but I was going to do it. And I'd kind of forgotten Biden was landing at like 3 o'clock. So I drive out of the parking lot of the office, and there's cops with the road blocked. And then I drive a couple miles to a side road, and they've got those blocks. So I drive around those, and they had roads, 15 miles from where Biden was going to be. Police over every overpass. People say, well, he's the president. That's why. The point is they didn't give 1% support to Trump. You say, oh, he's the former president. He's the real president. He's the target. They tried to kill him. If anybody kills Biden, it's his internal staff. It'll be an inside job. But I'm OCDing now. It's okay. I'll find it. He stands in the darkness of the door and starts going. And is just standing there like not knowing what he's going to do. But I don't need it. It's fine. Anybody else can find it. We don't need it. No more Biden. So we have all of that news on the Biden front. Now, they had said that the campaign was only going to do indoor deals. They had said that the Trump campaign had reportedly said he was only going to hold indoor rallies. I thought that was smart. Well, Trump overrode that now. Defiant Trump to hold rally at same place he was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. And he said yesterday, I'm going to hold one in Butler. We thought, well, we hope it's indoors. No, he's going to go back to the same place and do it again. The man has ice water in his veins, nerves of steel. And look, I'd be willing to do it too and roll the dice, except he's going to win in a landslide. Too big to rig, I believe. The evidence is there. That's why they tried to kill him. Yeah, they can steal up to 8-9 points, depending on the study you look at. They've got that many dead people. So Trump's 6, 7, 8, 9 points ahead. They can probably steal it in battlegrounds. They can't steal it if he wins by 15, 20 points, which he is. So they're going to try to kill him. This is simple arithmetic, folks. They already tried. So the Secret Service is blocking any investigation, not interviewing anybody. That's why there's a cover-up. It's a big deal. And that ties into watch Biden tell reporter Speaker Johnson is dead on arrival. That clip's coming up. Exclusive. Secret Service totally shuts down Texas Capitol for Biden visit. Held 3-hour meeting with local police. No meetings with local police in Butler, Pennsylvania for Trump. Bombshell interview. Trump rally SWAT team member never briefed by Secret Service. Says that none of them were briefed. Says he's being threatened to shut up, that he's not going to shut up. That's all coming up. Got all the Venezuelan news, as I mentioned. A lot of stuff coming out about Kamala. Got a super cut of non-player characters. And I love Joe Rogan. He seems to always know everything I know and more. But a couple of weeks ago, Joe had a guest on. He'd know what an MPC was. So maybe if Joe doesn't know, maybe a lot of the audience doesn't know what an MPC is. I'm not a big video game guy, but I know what an MPC is. Like when you're these big online games, you have hundreds of thousands, thousands of people playing all at one time. But there's also non-player characters that the computer just runs that are in there, and they're just wandering around. Like a hooker in Grand Theft Auto or whatever, or Fortnite or whatever. I don't really play the games, but I've read about them. I know about it. Kind of an old-school video game guy myself. But absolutely, this is NPC stuff big time. So we're going to be talking some about that as well. NPC can stand for non-player character, which is a character in a game that is not controlled by a player. The term originated in tabletop role-playing games where the game master or referee controls the characters in video games. NPCs are controlled by games, artificial intelligence, AI. NPCs can be neutral, followers, or adversaries. Their behavior can change depending on the player character's allegiance. For example, it goes on. Yeah, and the left really operate like NPCs. They don't care if it goes against their own interests. They don't care if it's not true. They're not even thinking. They just receive the propaganda and they follow it. Well, you don't want to be an NPC. You want to have free will, but slaves of Satan are the original NPCs. All right. Let's go ahead and start our engines now and start plunging straight into it. I mentioned some of what's coming up. We also have accomplished and very well-known and incredible researcher and economist, as I said, Martin Armstrong of Armstrong Economics, joining us on all the huge economic developments and world developments and paramilitary developments and everything else in the third hour today. I'll open the phones up again today. Talk about Venezuela and what I believe is a foreshadowing of a very good chance. And the globalists have already said they're going to cause civil unrest. They're going to build a civil war. They've been hyping it everywhere in the news and their propaganda outlets with predictive programming and in fiction, with all the movies about it and all the TV shows. So Maduro is an open dictator. He's been caught over and over again. He's wildly unpopular. They've done Gallup polls in Venezuela. It's like 75% of people don't like him. Even Hugo Chavez, who was popular early on, became a dictator and was known for stealing elections. The predecessor of Maduro. But now Maduro is in a lot of trouble. And again, they closed the polls early yesterday because Maduro was losing, reportedly. He declared himself the winner. Kind of like Fox News declared Joe Biden the winner at 8 o'clock at night in Arizona. And so the people began hitting the streets. Roll it with audio. But let's also put the show headline up there for people. It's very, very important. But with audio, I want to play in a moment clip 18 as they tear down all the posters of the image of the dictator. And again, normally if you even spoke out against him, you get arrested or killed. But all over the country, they're pulling down his signs. They've taken over government buildings. They're burning government armored vehicles and tanks. I don't know how this is going to end, but I would say it looks like Maduro will not be able to hang on. The problem is, in the past, they just turned the electricity off and the water off till people submit. So let's play a bunch of these clips back to back for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I'll narrate some of it. Start rolling them.
Recognizing our privilege.
And again, it. Common people all over the country, not just the capital of Caracas. So last night the police retreated, the military. Today they've been joining the pro-freedom demonstrators. So this is a good sign for Venezuela. I don't know if they'll be successful. But the biggest news is they have taken over the government buildings, many of the government buildings, including the palace, the main military base in the capital. So it looks to me like Maduro is probably on his way out. But we'll see. These communists have held on before. Protest erupted in Venezuela following dictator Maduro's victory. Protest in Venezuela. Opposition says it defeated Maduro. Anti-Maduro protest spread as Venezuela opposition says he stole the vote. Reuters. Criticism mounts against Venezuela's Maduro and the Electoral Council that declared him a victor. Venezuela in turmoil as protesters dispute election results. Venezuela is racked with protests and election uncertainty. Protests in Venezuela, Caracas, clash with National Guard. Venezuela 2024 election, Maduro tells Brazil he'll release voting records. Sure he will. And here's another big takeaway. We have video of this. It's in Spanish. We'll play it in a moment. He has now come out and said that Elon Musk is his nemesis, and that Elon Musk is going to attack Venezuela with his rocket ships. Now, that sounds like the military understanding of a 5-year-old, non-military, load-carrying, heavy-lifting rockets are going to now attack Venezuela. And he looks like a 5-year-old up there waving his arms around. I guess that's how dumb he thinks his population is or his supporters are, that Elon Musk is talking bad about me. Meanwhile, the Australian government is now saying they want to shut down Musk and Trump. So is the German government, the EU. I mean, these are just pathetic tyrants, folks. Elon Musk is tweeting mean things about me. Go ahead and roll this in Spanish. Here it is.
Virtual, ¿quién la controla? Nuestro nuevo archienemigo, el célebre Elon Musk, que desesperado da la cara y él quisiera venirse con sus cohetes y con un ejército a invadir Venezuela.
Elon Musk, back it up. Back at the start. I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is so ridiculous. He's coming to attack us with his rockets and his army. What of people posting on X? I mean, see, ideas are bulletproof. No, it's not rocket ships. And there's a great, you know, meme of Elon firing missiles at Venezuela. I mean, who buys this? This is, start it over. Go ahead. And who controls virtual reality? Our new archenemy, the famous Elon Musk, who desperately shows his face and he would like to come with his rockets and an army to invade Venezuela. Elon Musk, thank goodness you showed your face, because we know that you were behind this. Pull your money with your satellite. You intend to control the world. You already control Argentina. Lithium, Argentinian people. You already control Ecuador. Stop right there. He doesn't control those countries. He is trying to do deals with them to build things. Oh, my gosh. He wants to come hire people and build things. Oh, he's going to invade us with jobs and money. Here, go back to it. It is the representation of the fascist ideology in the world. And like having food, the economic power supporting the fascist ideology of extreme right. Anti-nature, anti-society, and now we have it as an archenemy of the peace of Venezuela. Today he took out an X. You did not see it. It is embarrassing. I'm not going to say it because it is embarrassing. He took out a Twitter that we called before me some images of some people taking some things, some boxes, and it turns out that it was a video of some people taking some air conditioners. That's enough. The point is that, yeah, the communists don't steal anything. They haven't killed hundreds of millions of people. And Musk joked back at him and said, does Maduro have space lasers? Because I do. Oh, my God. All right, that's enough. I can't listen to Maduro anymore. He talks like he's got a lobotomy. And he, again, is just an idiot. Overhead shot. Maduro's thugs are now cornered and retreating. I want to play that video. Could be a matter of hours before Maduro either flees or ends up dead. We've got all the images of people pulling down his signs everywhere, no support for him. And then we have, again, the ridiculous, hilarious post with Elon Musk. Here it is. We'll put this up on HD if we can find it. Elon Musk invading Venezuela with his rockets. 2024 colorized like it's World War II. That is hilarious. I'm sorry. I need a good laugh sometimes. It's not funny for the people of Venezuela. I can tell you that. So here's what I want to do. I've got all this other news and all these other insane clips and insane stuff of Kamala and so much more, but I want to open the phone system up right now. For first-time callers, for callers that agree, disagree, long-time callers, any subject you want to cover, happy to talk to you. Just have a clean phone line. We'll get you on air. So start your engines, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Where do you think this is going in Venezuela? What do you make of Trump saying he's going back to the very same place, outdoors in Butler? Defiantly, we got a bunch of Kamala news. We've got huge economic news, and we've got over 50% of liberal white women in major Gallup study are mentally ill. The highest statistic, 50% of white liberals, women, are mentally ill. Actually, I think it's about 100%. A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight, and it's simple. Support our sponsors, and we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others. We've come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says Fight for Freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the info war. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
And if you can just stitch into that somehow, Alex, the ongoing accusation that not only you might be controlled opposition or I'm controlled opposition, that even a figure like Elon Musk, due to his various billion-dollar contracts through SpaceX or Tesla or whatever it is, can't truly be the renegade that many of us believe him to be.
He's devastating them every day with hundreds of millions of views, with transgenderism and open borders and world government and carbon taxes and depopulation and replacement migration. And they're, I mean, you can't argue with energy to energy. It's a mathematical equation. He's literally devastating them. And I'm supposed to sit back and go, I'm a Pharisee to Christ. You know what? You're not perfect. You're going to hell. I'm literally supposed to sit back and watch devastation of the enemy. Like they are shitting their pants and go, I could have done it better. Great. Get on the field. Show us what you'll do. Stop bitching. Show me what you can do instead of claiming everything is controlled. You say I'm with the devil? No. Those of you saying there's no hope, those of you saying Christ isn't real, those of you saying God didn't call us to victory, those of you saying that we're given a spirit of overcoming and victory, not of weakness, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are the Satanist. I love Jesus Christ. I want human victory throughout the stars. And any of you saying that I serve Satan or servants of Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
877-789-2539 is a toll-free number to join us. 877-789-2539. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Open phones throughout the transmission. Huge economist, really incredibly accurate, will be joining us coming up in the third hour. But I want to go over some other news before I take your calls here. And talk about Kamala Harris. I've got some clips here. This one says it all. I reposted it on X, Real Alex Jones. This is a supercut of non-player characters being programmed to say weird. There's countless videos like this where you can put together 100 newscasts easily saying, you know, we know Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. They all just repeat it. Or we all know if you take the vaccine, you can't get COVID and you can't get sick and you can't spread it. We all know it's safe and effective. We all know it's safe and effective. We all know it's safe and effective. And they're given a memo. This has come out. They admit it. To say Kamala Harris is not the border czar. We can show you 50 clips or 100 clips or 1,000 if we want of them saying she is the border czar 3 years ago. Now saying she was never the border czar, bizarre, czar. It was made up. And they do this on every major subject over and over and over again. And this is a woman that not one person, not one person voted for in a primary. And they're calling the convention a primary now when the only vote you have is Kamala. So, yeah, if you're a bunch of weird freaks that just, you know, want to be dysfunctional, people that are functional seem weird to you. It's weird that we want to be happy and stable and secure and involved and engaged and building a future, that we believe in a future. So here is the MPC supercut.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird. They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style that he brings, weird policies.
Let's start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
What was weird was his talking about Diet Mountain Dew. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
Who ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public eye. If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
Weird and cultish.
These are weird people on the other side.
He kind of doubled down on his weird ideas.
I think weird is probably generous.
Simply weird.
These guys are just plain weird.
Vance as weird?
You know, as the campaign said, weird.
It really is just plain weird.
J.D. Vance, plain weird.
No, I mean, I don't know how else you could read it.
Weird. It is kind of weird.
We're not afraid of weird people.
The other side, they're just weird.
Why are you being so weird?
Vance has done something more extreme, more weird.
No matter what kind of weird stuff they keep saying.
Trump and Vance are just weird, in addition to being dangerous to democracy.
It's the weird part that's the most engaging.
Whom he addressed as my beautiful Christians, which was super weird.
Weird tech bro J.D. Vance.
He's a weird guy.
J.D. Vance, uneasy and sort of weird.
Frankly, for lack of a better word, that he's weird.
Sarcastic remarks that aren't even funny, and he kind of shows that he can't really deliver a one-liner.
So, Sam, weird is the word here in terms of initial impressions from Vance to the American public.
Elon Musk said they should mix up the propaganda more. This is way too obvious, just like when they were parroting before the debate that Biden was sharp as a tack. Well said, Elon Musk. And yeah, I'm all about Elon Musk right now. You judge a tree by his fruits. He is 100% in against the globalists now, devastating them. That's the word, annihilating them. And more prominent people are joining us worldwide against the globalists. We're turning the tide against the real weirdos, the Satanists, the losers. But there's a great meme here Robert Barnes put out. How J.D. Vance started his career as a Marine, decorated, highly decorated. How Kamala Harris started out her career as a prostitute. And I'm not putting prostitutes down. It's just, come on. So that's the reality. And of course, I love this meme. It says Plan A is the shooter in Pennsylvania and Butler to kill Trump. Plan B is Kamala. And if that doesn't work, Plan C is cheat, just like they did before. You know, Trump has won a lot of civil rights awards and things, but he's also been a big donor to the organizations that help get people with mental disabilities, Down syndromes, jobs, and in businesses, and even in some cases get them into limited management roles. And he's a very loving man. And I've said this, Trump to normal common people is super sweet. He's really aggressive with other business people. But what was weird, again, was the blasphemy of the Last Supper. But again, Jill Biden has come out and defended that as good. We'll be covering that. But here's Trump this year at a IAC event for disabled young people that have learned to take care of themselves, live alone, and have jobs. And here he is celebrating these folks with Down syndrome. Here's the video. Compare this video to the young black lady in Michigan that tried to shake his hand. He wouldn't even shake her hand. Biden, by the way, does not tip. Neither does Hillary. Trump tips huge. $100 bills just for Dorman. I don't know people that know Trump. He's just so nice. Again, this is a story he never told. A lot of people that saw it, and it's come out now. About 20 years ago, Trump's limousine broke down in New York. And a black truck driver pulled over because for some reason the spare was flat and helped fix their tire. And Trump said, give me your name, give me your number, give me your info. And a month later, it came in the mail that his multi-hundred-thousand-dollar mortgage was paid off. That's what Trump does. And I mean, I get, you know, the Lord works mysterious ways. Well, Trump works in weird ways, and you would think of that as like, well, why'd he do that? Well, that's just how Trump operates. And he will totally work tirelessly in some business deal against other rich people to dominate them and beat them. But common people, he's not like that. That's how he can get construction jobs done in New York and places that nobody could, because he'd do basic stuff like go into the union and say, hey, cut this out, and cook them all T-bone steaks and give them all $500 and hang out with them and give them baseball tickets. You can say, well, he's patronizing them. Well, guess what? Nobody else gave him a pat on that back. Nobody else they worked for ever treated him like that. They never had the boss come and actually be nice to them. So, yeah, Trump knows how to get stuff done. I even got on him once. I've told the story probably 20 times. It was like serious stuff's going on. He calls up my wife. We're in Hawaii. I get married 8 years ago, my second wife. He goes, hey, Alex, hey, blah, 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 I talked to your wife. I said, sure, Mr. President. And he starts telling her how great I am for like 10 minutes. And I actually grabbed the phone away. I was like, sir, you're very nice to do that, but you understand Fiona Hill works for George Soros. You got to get rid of her, which he did. He's like, I know, Alex. And he says, I just called. You know, I'm glad you're married. It's very important. You know, women are incredible. Your wife's an incredible keeper. She's a special one. And I said, I know you're doing this to honor me, and I appreciate it. Can I just, he said, Alex, I got to go. Click. But I mean, it's how Trump operates, because he wasn't calling up to talk politics. He was calling up to say congratulations, and that's how it works. So yeah, I guess to the left, that is weird. In fact, I even said to Roger Stone back at the time, I said, I know Trump spends like 8 hours a day calling people, but that's what he did to get businesses back to America. He would call up these world leaders and say, hey, you're going to get rid of those tariffs on our machines into France. Washers, dryers was the case. We called like dozens of countries just for a few companies that decided to move back. But we're getting blocked in Europe. So he spent hours and hours calling world leaders. And it came out later in the news. Trump's talked about it. He told Macron said, no, I'm not going to take those tariffs off your appliances. He said, okay. We're putting a 100% tariff on all your wine. Macron called back in less than 3 minutes and said, the tariffs are off. It's no one's been standing up for us. And that's what Trump talked about. And why the communist Chinese didn't like him, but then actually respected him, because he went over there and he got all the numbers. He went, wait a minute. The Chinese are getting 25% of the money. And we're getting like 30% as consumers. As sellers, and when Trump found out that over 40% of the money was going to middlemen who had set up communist China and set up the deals over there, that they were just getting the majority of the money because they made the deal with dictators 40 years ago, Trump said, those deals are over. And he said to China, you're going to work out a deal where you get half the profit and we get half the profit. And the corporations even made more money under that system because the economy exploded. But that's how Trump is very transactional, very pragmatic. And if Trump tells you something, even if you disagree with it, you can bet that's what it's going to be tomorrow and the next week. It's his strength and his weakness. He is so pigheaded, like a donkey. that once he decides something, you're not going to convince him. You're not going to turn him around. You're not going to back him off. You're not going to, it's like, boom, a bull's coming at you. And it's great when you agree with him. It's not good when you disagree. So, this is a Tuesday emergency broadcast. Venezuela descends into anarchy, civil war, as dictator Maduro fights for control. Alex Jones, yours truly, breaks down how the events of Venezuela foreshadow what's happening in America in 97 days. What could be happening. All right, I'm going to start going to the loaded phones here in a few minutes, right to the next hour, interspersed with all this other news. A lot of stuff about Kamala coming out that I've seen with Hillary as well. It's a similar thing. This is all confirmed. But before we go any further, without getting an inside baseball and strategy, I've always shot you straight, okay? InfoWars will survive if you support us. And we're looks like we'll be on the air through the election, cross your fingers, except that the saboteurs that were in here from the federal government under the bankruptcy court, not the judge, but the people that he fired, crippled this place. Financially, where, okay, we're still on the air, but the money's gone. And so we need to bring in sponsors to bring in extra money to then buy the supplements of the biggest seller, to then continue on and operate. And that's just part of it. It would take an hour to describe it all, and the enemy's watching. I don't want to give out inside baseball. And I knew it was coming, and I learned this morning some insane stuff that'll be major national news when I strategically bring it out. But just the enemy hit again. And it's crazy, but we've got God on our side, so I'm just going to trust God, and I'm in total ease about this, and move forward. But you taking action is the other half of the equation. So you're really, you decide whether we stay on air. So you, these are great supplements. InfoWars MD. We're sold out of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We learned who actually we were buying the product from. The only other company that had 95% cumanoid. When you get InfoWars MD Turmeric 95, you get 95% curcuminoid concentrate. You take raw turmeric pills, they give you joint relief and things. They're 4%. This is the strongest, 95%. Turmeric 95, InfoWars MD. The InfoWars MD line are amazing. And the great part is our stuff's all selling out, but we started 2 years ago with who was supplying us, or our manufacturer, as we learned, is a listener. And so you get even a lower price. And it supports the broadcast, and they basically have an unlimited supply because it drop ships from their facility. Your order comes in, it drop ships, it comes to you. Order goes through a couple days later, it's shipped out even the same day sometimes. Turmeric 95 is just one example. InfoWars MD. When you're at InfoWarsStore.com, there's more than 15 products. They got a bigger catalog. We're going to add a bunch more this week. So the globalist thought, not reordering our products, shutting us down, getting rid of our sponsors when they were in control during the bankruptcy last year and helped shut us down. But luckily, through the grace of God, I had set this up already as a backup because it just came through and I learned that this big owner of a big company was a listener. So we made this deal. I never really promoted it. Well, luckily, it's sitting there waiting. The ashwagandha gummies, the pain relief, the full spectrum CBD. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD. All right, now, the next thing. I'm going to play this report, come back with your calls. There is a great organization, and they don't mind if I say who they are, but I'll get into that in a later show. I'll probably have most guests that are one of the biggest sponsors of a whole bunch of the top conservative talk show hosts you see. And they're great people, and they're patriots, and you know it's they own a knife factory in Arkansas, veteran-owned. And they're amazing folks, and it's the highest quality steel. They're called the Dagger line for me, but this was already their best-selling knife. They've done a limited edition just for us, only 500. Cost over $100 to make this knife. There's only 500. It's a limited edition. It's etched with Trump, the fight, fight, fight fist. And on the other side, it's my signature and the American flag. There's 500 of these right now, and I think this will probably sell out in 48 hours. And they're going to have some other offerings, but this is going to get InfoWars back on its feet, and you get a historical memento. Please, if you have the funds, this is something you need. This is the highest-end knife you can get. It's a breacher. The military uses these. This is a limited edition. Get it right now at DMO. DMO, just DMOKnives.com. Here it is.
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style Breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical Breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel Breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical Breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones. And it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at dmoknives.com. It is dmoknives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com, it's on screen, and you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex. It takes money to win a war. They have hit us with so much, and we are bloodied, we are wounded, we're not giving up, we cannot fight the enemy without you. All of this is going to keep us on air. All of this, one way or another, even if they shut us down, I'll be right back. But it takes funds to fight a war, people. They just tried to kill Trump. I'm not going to tell you what they've been doing to me. I know this means they're going for broke. I mean, they're going for everything. So when I'm getting attacked savagely, the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, I know that they're not doing that because they don't like me. I mean, they hate my guts. They're doing it because they're coming for us. And don't worry, stuff's going to get a lot worse. I'll be even more vindicated. I wish we could put the brakes on this. We're trying. We got a real shot at it. But lordy, lordy, if you think you've seen some tyranny, my sweethearts, my beautiful patriots, as Trump would say, you ain't seen nothing yet. You've seen nothing. And feel good knowing this. Trump and myself and his family and Elon Musk and a few others are at the very tip of the spear. So we're canaries in the coal mine. You see what's going on. We're happy warriors. I'm right where I want to be. I always wanted to be a man. I've always wanted to have courage. I've had courage my whole life. It's instantaneous. It's unlimited. But I have a fear of failure because these people are evil. So I'll never back down. I'll never give up. It's impossible for me to sell out, but I could give out, and I cannot do it without your support. DMOKnives.com, 25%, $25 off, promo code Alex, and it is top-of-the-line knife. We'll come out with some also quality-made in America knives that are, you know, less expensive, but we wanted to go with their very best right up front. This is going to be historic, limited edition, DMOKnives.com, promo code Alex for discount. Thank you all for your support. And again, all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're selling out of everything. The X2, the X3, the DNA Force, the fish oil's almost sold out. And then we're out of money. So I've got to bring these sponsors on who are great. We're getting you the best. You know, you'll hear a sponsor each day for a few minutes. And that's how we're going to keep fighting with the satellite uplinks, the hundreds of radio stations and the crew and the legal and, you know, all this. But it's a war. And they've already come to me. You know, I've talked about it. They didn't even hide it. They told me 3 years ago when I was in Connecticut right before, you know, all this, and it was that they wanted a mediation. And they said, hey, we're like the Godfather. We're going to win. We're going to get you. Why don't you just sell out? And I said, what do you want? I wanted to see what they'd say. And they said, well, we'll start with not defending the Second Amendment. And I said, I want to see what they'd say. I said, well, give me some more. What else do you want? I said, we'll give you a list of things. I said, yeah, I knew there'd be a list of things. I won't do the Second Amendment thing, and I won't do anything you want. They said, okay, great. You're going to lose. Well, you're going to lose in the end. Doesn't matter what you do to me. My integrity. In fact, I'll let the enemy know. It's not sick. It's how God made me. I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain, except I do like this pain. It means I'm winning. So it is so valuable to me that I've been persecuted. It is so valuable that I've persevered, thanks to God and my family. And I'm so proud of my family that's been persecuted, standing with me and this crew. So proud of you. I'm damn proud. Not in a prideful way, but happy, satisfied. Content. I feel like I'm a good person. I feel like God loves me. I can feel God's love. Pride's not even the word. It's just like I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I love the crew, what they've been through, and just everybody. And they stuck with me, and you've stuck with us, so I thank you all. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to take your calls and cover all the news and so much more today. Hour number 2, 3, and 4, huge guests coming up. And more straight ahead. Please stay with us and spread the word, because you are Paul Revere's. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
The chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean Michelle.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.